Podcasting almost live.
Everything digital podcast.
That's right. It's Monday, January 3rd, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And this intro music is something you probably recognize. This is the Rachmaninoff opener from Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. And just popped up in my routine MP3 searching on the internet, so I thought I'd play it as intro music. So, nice rainy day here, and nice day for a podcast. Love rainy days. They don't come very often in San Diego, but when they do, they're quite nice. Alright, let's get this started with your 5 5-second technology headline. Okay, let's see, NASA's improved fuel tank for the space shuttle is ready for implementation. A new California law requires stores to post signs that clearly indicate that video game ratings are available and explain the rating system. Several internet sites have raised about £8 million for victims of the recent tsunami disaster. Siemens is now required to pay €12 for every computer sold in Germany to provide compensation for digital copying. And scientists are planning to send a spacecraft to collide with the comet Tempel-1 in order to analyze its core. Those are the short headlines in technology today, and there are links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright, so I have put a contest up on everythingdigital.org, and that is the Google Olympics at Everything Digital. And right now, round one is happening, and what you have to do is there's a question posted on everythingdigital.org, and you have to use Google to answer the question and then post it as a comment on the everythingdigital.org Google Olympics round one post. And then, so once you find the answer on Google, take a screenshot of the Google result that you found it on, and a link to the page where you found the answer, and then post that, post a link to both the screenshot image and the page where you found the answer. Just post that in the comments, and you can win if you're the first one to do that correctly, and have the correct answer, then you can win a Gmail invite if you don't have one already or you're looking for one. Or you can give it to a friend if you ran out of invites on your Gmail account. So the question for round one is, what was the size in pixels of the first Apple Macintosh computer's screen? So Google that and see if you can find the answer. Remember, it has to be on Google, and you have to have a screenshot of the Google result. So, it's a fun little contest I thought I'd try. Let's see. Panda Software is reporting the top 10 viruses of 2004. I'm going to go ahead and list them off here. And the 10th most damaging virus, or most widely spread virus, is startpage.fh, and that took up 3.34% of the total virus circulation. Netsky.b is 3.45%, that's number 9. Number 8 is qhost.gen, and that's 3.48%. 7th is downloader.l, that's 3.56%. 6th is netsky.d, that's 3.98%. 5th is mhtradir.gen, and that is 4.22%. 4th is jobot.gen, and that's 4.31%. Number 3 is sasser.ftp, and that is 4.97%. Netsky.p comes in at 2nd, and that is at 6.92%. And downloader.gk made first on the list with a total of 14% of the global virus circulation. Downloader.gk is a Trojan that installs on a user's computer and runs two adware programs on the infected computer. And victims are usually tricked into thinking it's a legitimate program, and they download it and start to install it of their own free will, and not knowing that it actually contains a virus. All right, here's some non-RIAA music for you. This is Cold 2 from NGB. That's Cold 2 from NGB. So, moving on. There were record numbers of Swiss and UK SMS and MMS messages sent on New Year's Eve this year. 70.4 million text and multimedia messages were sent in Switzerland overall, over all the networks. And that is a 6% increase over last year's 66.4 million on that date. The Orange Network in Switzerland and the UK, their clients sent 17.79 million SMS and 690,000 MMS messages. The U.S., I don't have figures on the U.S., but I'm sure they send a lot also. The thing is, I doubt it's as much as those European countries. Because we don't use SMS so much in the way that Europeans do. We use it more conversational and not so much productively. So I'm sure we sent a lot on New Year's Eve because that's more of a conversational event. But it's interesting the contrast between the way different countries use SMS. I mean, here, the image that comes to my mind is just, you know, people text messaging in class because they're bored, or anywhere because they're bored, just for conversation. And not so much to, like, the way you'd use a phone call to actually get stuff done. Well, in Europe, I know they use it for companies use it. People actually use it to get stuff done because they don't want to talk in certain situations. So, Spaceship Two is it's the proposed follow-up to Spaceship One, which you might remember is the first privately built aircraft to successfully make multiple trips to space. And its record-breaking flight was televised, and that was a couple months ago. Well, Spaceship Two is the follow-up spacecraft, and details on it have just been announced. The specifications are it will fly higher than Spaceship One. It'll fly to about 135 to 140 kilometers, which will allow an extra 90 seconds of microgravity for the passengers. The builders hope to include a roller coaster type bar that can be folded out of the way so passengers can float around the cabin for the time that they're in microgravity. It will have the same diameter crew cabin as a Gulfstream 5 business jet, and they're also planning to leave the option open to land in a different place than it took off, and possibly for future travels, not into space, but more the way planes would travel, or possibly into space, using space as sort of a new frontier for airplane travel, and to get there faster. So TiVo is launching TiVo 2Go, which is a piece of software and a software update to the TiVo boxes that allows a PC to transfer shows over a home network from any TiVo Series 2 model. Users can install the TiVo 2Go software on their PC, and soon Macs will be supported also. And the show files are encrypted to prevent copying, and users can't copy paid programming such as HBO and HBO, and Showtime and other pay-per-view channels. And also, this new software and new software update for the TiVo box is not available for owners of DirecTV TiVo boxes. Only for TiVo boxes that are standalone, just TiVo. So the interesting thing is, this comes extremely late in the industry because Replay TV has had this feature for quite a while. I use a program called mReplay, which over the Ethernet network just streams shows from the Replay TV. And there's some sort of protocol the Replay TV supports. I'm sure TiVo's will be a little more advanced since they're developing it later on. But Replay TV, it's basically just a protocol that lets an external program get information about what's on the box and download that off the box. You can't really do much else. You can't schedule shows or delete shows or anything like that. So I'm hoping the TiVo 2Go software is going to have those kind of features. Alright, that's all I got for today. Let's get some outro music going here. This is Hey from Groovatron, and you can post comments in the, not in the podcasting section, because the whole thing is a podcasting section. I'm just used to saying that from the old website. You can post comments at everythingdigital.org, or you can call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. And other than that, there's the Google Olympics contest you can participate in at everythingdigital.org, so definitely check that out. That'd be interesting, when a Gmail invite. Make sure to leave your email, of course, if you do enter that contest, because I've got to contact you some way. And other than that, I will see you on the next podcast.